Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Charlie Kirk Show, where we stayed up as late as we possibly could. We had a great plan in store. We said we are going to be the first podcast to analyze and debunk any sort of myths around the Iowa Democrat caucus. We had all of our research ready. We had a historical analysis of how all the caucuses in the past in Iowa had transpired. We were ready. We were ready to talk about the Republican turnout, which was quite high. We know that because the Republicans actually had their stuff together when it came to caucuses. And we waited and we waited. And next thing you know, it was 1 a.m. Eastern. And at the recording of this podcast, the following day, the Iowa Democrat Party has still not got their act together. We have no idea what actually happened in Iowa. It is a total circus. And if the Democrats can't figure out how to run a simple caucus, why on earth would we let these people run our healthcare? So we are still going to get this kind of instant analysis. As soon as we know the results, there's a State of the Union speech coming up very soon, but we do want to make sure that we give you something very important that you guys can listen to and learn from today. And that is my exclusive interview with the great Dr. Sebastian Gorka. He was senior advisor to the President of the United States. He is a national radio host. His family survived communism. He's a friend. He's a mentor. He is a strong, committed fighter for freedom. And my conversation with him, I think, was quite a good one. It was really fun. And so before we get into it, though, make sure you are subscribed to The Charlie Kirk Show. Type in Charlie Kirk Show. Press subscribe. Charlie Kirk Show. Press subscribe. Give it those 5-star ratings. Okay, everybody, enjoy my conversation with the great Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
All right, everybody. We are joined by my good friend, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Dr. Gorka, welcome to the Charlie Kirk Show. It's nice to be able to interview you because usually you're interviewing me. So, welcome to the show.
Or you're hosting my show.
I enjoy
thank
that very much.
America First. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for that opportunity. Well, Dr. Gorka, you're coming up on your 1-year anniversary in talk radio.
I know.
How's that been?
It's been incredible. It is a dream. I have been a talk radio addict since I was a kid in London. I used to listen to LBC, the London Broadcasting mm-hmm. Company. You know, I was like a 10-year-old kid with a little cheesy transistor radio under my pillow. I've loved it all my life. And if somebody told me 5 years ago, 2 years ago, you're going to have a national radio show in America, I would have said, you're on crack. That's not real. That's not happening. And now I have it. And we have 2 million listeners. You're a host. Mike Lindell is a guest host. We get, you know, the first family comes on, Ben Carson last week. And the most important thing, the listeners. America is waking up, Charlie, thanks mm-hmm. to people like you, oh, Turning Point you. USA. We are having a revival in America. Mm-hmm. And talk radio, podcasts is one of the most important things.
Well, I completely and totally agree. And Dr. Gorka, you're on the front lines of that, you know, culture war in a lot of different ways. And so you served in the administration with the boss, the president himself. And so talk a little about that for our listeners. What's he like in person?
Everybody wants to know what's he really like.
That, well, that's what I get this question a lot too. Both of us do. So what's he really like?
Right.
And my answer, and I'm sure your answer will be similar, is he's like with me how he is other people.
My answer is, I'm going to disappoint you guys, because if you've been alive for the last 20 years, if you've got a pulse and you've been breathing and you switch on a TV or open a newspaper, that man that you see in the media, at a stadium, on reality TV, that's Donald Trump, which is the opposite of Washington. You know Washington. When you meet Washington, most public figures have a Janus face. They have a dual mm-hmm. personality. They've got the nice hair, the bleached teeth for the public. They've got the talking points. And then behind closed doors, they're completely different. Behind closed doors, if it's just you and the president in the Oval Office, he's exactly the
That's
same
right.
Donald Trump from The Apprentice. He's exactly the same Donald Trump from a stadium with 60,000 people. That's why he won in part, because it's that authenticity. Mm-hmm. You know, he just connects. There's no facade with the president, and he's doing what he's doing for one very simple reason. He saw this nation betrayed on left and right for the last 40 years, mm-hmm. and he said, we've got to fix it. And look at the last 3 years. It's remarkable. $11 trillion added to the economy.
It's unbelievable.
In 3 years. Mm-hmm. ISIS gone. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi dead. USMCA, the border wall being built. That's the kind of record you mm-hmm. would be proud of after 8 years in office, not three. And I just need to know one thing. I need to see your 23andMe results. Because I think you might be related to Donald Trump.
Oh, that's fair.
Because he is a steam engine who sleeps 2.5 hours a day. I've never seen you tired. I've never seen you, you know, wilt. So I think there might be some, well, you know, Charlie Kirk, Trump, Scottish connection going on there. I don't know.
Well, I do have my 23andMe results, and I might.
Are you
might
German
not.
Irish too?
I am. And Kirk means church.
It does.
In Scottish
Gaelic.
Roots. Right, exactly.
Right.
And I go back all the way back to the McLean clan, all the way up, one of the original 12 clans that rebelled against Great Britain. Exactly.
Right.
So who knows? I'm totally kidding, of course. That's a very kind compliment. Thank you, Dr. Gorka. But I tell people at the time I've spent with the president and you as well, he loves his country both in private and in public. There's
yes.
no secret agenda.
Nope.
And if there was a hidden camera filming his discussions, it would be the exact same conversations that he has in the rally in front of 45,000 people.
Right. And that's why the Democrats were in such trouble when they started the impeachment proceedings. Because what did he do? He said, I've got nothing to hide. Here's the transcript. Mm-hmm. They never expected him to release the transcript. And I read the whole transcript on my show. I had my engineer play Zelensky. I played the president.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
Because people aren't going to read it. We played the whole thing and said, What is there to hide here? Nothing.
Yes.
There's corruption in your country. Something bad happened in 2016. Could you look into it for us? Mm-hmm. Us. Not me. For us. And then there's this thing with Hunter Biden and this prosecutor that his father got fired. That's also peculiar. Could we look into
yes.
that? Nothing to hide. Exactly what he says in public is what he says behind the scenes.
And you and I both have become way too familiar with this transcript. But if people realize... The president of Ukraine was actually guiding the direction of the conversation.
Yes.
The president of Ukraine was the first one to bring up corruption.
Yeah.
The president of Ukraine complimented the president twice on how he was inspired by the drain
him.
The swamp
right.
message of corruption.
Right.
And then the president of Ukraine brought up aid.
Yeah.
You want to talk about aid, and then president of Ukraine complained to President Trump about Macron and Merkel
yes.
not providing the aid.
The Europeans should correct. Be helping because they're next door.
So the topic of aid was brought up by right. Zelensky. The topic of corruption was brought up by President Trump. If this was premeditated shakedown, wouldn't it be President Trump that was the one that was leading the conversation?
Not only that, the best line in the whole conversation from President Zelensky of Ukraine is after the president said, hey, could you look into this stuff because it's disturbing? He says, and I guarantee you our investigations will be completely transparent.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't sound like much of a nefarious shakedown to me.
Football is over. What a Super Bowl that was. Sorry to see the 49ers lose, but the Chiefs were tough to beat. They were a team of destiny. It really felt that way. No matter what happened, they would always come back. This whole sports analysis exclusive on the Charlie Kirk Show is brought to you by Bet Online. We got some NBA action heating up and college basketball. College basketball, we got Penn State at Michigan State, Villanova at Butler, Maryland at Illinois, LSU at Auburn, Seton Hall at Villanova, Duke versus North Carolina. That is a national treasure. We got UFC 247, Jones versus Reyes on Saturday, February 8th. And if you guys might have big opinions on this, when you guys right now have got to go to betonline.ag. Don't forget that promo code podcast one for your 50% sign-up bonus. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. We also got NBA stuff. Philly at Miami, San Antonio at the Lakers, Miami at Clippers, Philly at Milwaukee, Houston at Lakers, Portland at Utah. Check it out right now. BetOnline.ag. Don't forget that promo code podcast one. Football will be back in 8 months, but we are going to give you exclusive baseball, basketball analysis, you name it. You're on the Charlie Kirk Show. We love sports. And if you guys want to get in on the action, your option right now, BetOnline.ag. The other part that people, I mean, the Democrats, they have no interest in the pursuit of truth. But since when can you not investigate an individual
right.
or at least have interest in trying to protect the fiduciary interests of the taxpayer just because that individual is running for the presidency?
So every bank robber now, Kirk, is going to say, I'm running for local dog catcher. You cannot investigate
me. That's correct. Exactly.
Sorry,
right.
what? It's insane.
That's right.
And the idea that we don't have any responsibility as the federal government for the monies, the hundreds of millions that we are giving to other countries. It's not charity.
Yes.
We do this in the interests of who, Charlie? Mm-hmm. The American people. That's what we do.
Exactly right. With the exception of one outburst in Congress by one individual that I'm aware of, it's amazing how conservatives and Republicans, we've remained so decent throughout this indecent process. Right. And I think it's a great example, because if we were trying to impeach a Democrat president, we were trying to confirm a Supreme Court justice.
Yes.
And look at the circus that was happening on Capitol Hill. People were literally scratching the
doors. On the Supreme Court doors. It's not a joke. If you haven't seen it, that people were screeching and screaming and clawing on the doors of the Supreme Court as a godly man, Judge Kavanaugh, was accused of being a serial rapist. With no evidence. These are the stakes involved. And that's why what Turning Point USA is doing.
Thank you.
And what you are doing is crucial, because you are this phrase, I think Glenn Beck made it popular, the Overton window.
Mm-hmm.
You are changing political culture, because for about 40 years, the conservative movement has been Marquess of Queensbury rules. We're going to be very proper, nothing untoward, leaning back, being defensive at the very last moment. Now you and your team are pushing, leaning forward, because that's what we have to do. They are Alinskyites. And Alinsky had a very simple, in my new book, The War for America's Soul.
Yeah, I want to get into that too. Yeah,
I summarize the key points Alinsky taught the left. One of them is when you win against your enemy, and he calls them enemies, you never take a break. You don't celebrate. You pile on. Mm-hmm. There's no moment of pause and go and have a cup of tea. We have never been like that. We've never been forward-leaning.
Yes.
We have to be, because their agenda is very simple.
The complete and total destruction of our civilization.
Of everything we love. No,
yes.
It's not a joke. Judeo-Christian civilization from God. Did you hear Justice Gorsuch gave an interview on his new book? And he says, Merry Christmas to the host as they begin the interview. He was lambasted in the media. They said, what is this GOP talking points of Merry Christmas? Charlie, Merry Christmas. That's our Lord and Savior.
That's
We're celebrating
yes.
being saved by God. And that's now a Republican talking point.
Well, not to mention, even the secular argument would be Christmas is a time of generosity and benevolency. And outside
goodwill
of,
to men.
Outside of the gospel of Jesus Christ that both of us believe in.
Right.
And that's just something that people should generally not be triggered about.
They should not find that offensive.
And so I want to get into your book in just one second.
Right.
I think, though, the left, and if you read Alinsky's book, I think the left is not following Alinsky the way that Barack Obama did. And they're starting to not to. So Alinsky would argue that a true radical is someone who dresses up in a three-piece suit,
yes.
pretends to be someone they're not, waits patiently and infiltrates institutions,
right.
and then seizes power before people even realize it's been taken over.
Man, you know your stuff.
Well, I've read Rules for Radicals and many times. And then he also argued a true radical will never insult, betray, or criticize the symbology of the institution they're trying to take over.
Right.
The flag, hug the flag.
Yes.
The troops, praise the troops. Essentially,
that's why he was so dangerous.
Totally. The new left, Sanders, Cortez, they're not following that.
No. So this is crucial. Can I just...
Please, no, go on.
This is really important. So I wrote The War for America's Soul because of Andrew Breitbart. If you read one book this year, start with Andrew's Righteous Indignation.
Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable.
It's a life changer. I don't read autobiographies. I hate all. Yeah. I'm not interested. That one changed my life. Righteous Indignation, and start with chapter 6. I thought I knew what I was talking about. Mm-hmm. But if you read chapter 6 from a guy who is at Tulane, a lefty,
he
total
drunk,
cultural,
never,
drunk,
up to
never
class.
Went to classes, and then he said, he thought, what just happened with that hearing for the Supreme Court?
Clarence
Thomas. And the scales, it was that Damascene moment. The scales fell from his eyes. And then he did research. He educated himself. And chapter 6 inspired me to write this book, because Andrew Breitbart, mapped where the radical left came from, the new left. And I went to town. I took that chapter and I expanded it in my book. This is you don't have to be a conspiracy theorist. You don't have to posit things about how we got to AOC, how we got to impeachment of the president. You can all map it. And I map it from an Italian prison cell with a guy called Antonio Gramsci.
He started the idea of cultural Marxism.
And then all the way through to the Frankfurt School, to Marcuse, to Adorno, to Alinsky.
To Derrida, all of them. Yeah.
And the most important point is one you raised. Lenin, okay, we get it. We get Marx. They failed, except in those countries
where
there's a peasantry and there was no middle class. Real communism only works in countries like Tsarist Russia or Cuba or Cambodia or China, where there's no robust Christian middle class.
Yes, that's correct.
You have to have an uneducated peasant
subservient class.
Right.
Yeah.
So what did Alinsky teach us from Gramsci? He said, guys, if you want to take over America, if you want to take over the UK, you can't go up against the system.
That's exactly
You're going to get crushed by this healthy Christian middle class. They're not going to buy it. So what do? You put on the suit, you put on the hat, and you become part of the establishment. Mm-hmm. You go inside. You have the march through the institutions.
Patience.
And then, you know, it's like the frog in the hot water. One day the nation wakes up and the radicals control everything.
Well,
this point is fascinating that they have jumped the shark. Right.
Well, that's the moment of hope, I think.
Yes.
So here's the difference is Warren is more of an Alinskyite than Bernie Sanders.
Yes.
She's
cautious.
Her colors get revealed every once in a while.
Once in a while.
But she's more patient.
Yes.
She understands the guardrails. Hillary wrote her senior thesis at Wellesley on Alinsky.
I have the thesis as an appendix here.
In the War for America's Soul.
The original.
Buy a copy or five.
I have the original pages from Alinsky. That's Telly. Hillary's dissertation from Wellesley.
Wow.
In the appendix.
You and I think so similar.
It's the evidence.
But I think the moment of optimism in a lot of ways is that the Cortez, Tlaib, Omar, Kaepernick, the whole Kaepernick wing of the Colin Kaepernick wing of the Democrat Party, they don't care about the symbology. They are much more Leninist.
Yes.
And much more
Trotskyite as well.
That's right. Much more counter-institutional.
Right.
Than they are Alinskyite.
They want to be revolutionaries.
Right. A true revolutionary, Alinsky would be saying, have you learned nothing? And this is where Barack Obama was very smart.
Yes.
He said, wait a second, hold on. I'm a moderate. There's no blue states. There's no red states.
Right.
Let's bring people together. That's why he planted the story in the Washington Post that says Barack Obama conservative. Do you see that story?
No. Oh, yes. Sorry. No, they said he was a conservative.
Yeah, of course, but he helped plant the story through surrogates. Yeah. I mean, that story just doesn't appear.
This is an amazing point. This is so crucial. I'm going to talk about this on America First today, if I may.
Thank you. Yeah, you could.
I'm going to quote you. This should give us all hope.
Yes.
Should give us all hope. Because you can respond. When you know the virus is in your face, you can respond.
That's exactly
when
right.
When it's stealthy, when you don't feel it, then you can lose. And that is why also, I don't know when this is going to air, but the vote on impeachment that we've just gone through, I'm actually feeling good about it.
It violates the rule of Alinsky.
It does.
Alinsky would have said, why are you impeaching this guy?
Right.
He said, there's an election 11 months away. Go to these voters in Michigan and put your arm around them.
Let me explain this in Alinskyite terms. So you've got a population here with the lowest unemployment since 1969. Mm-hmm. You've got Hispanics and blacks back in the workforce. Your deadbeat brother-in-law, who's been living in your basement for 2 years, finally has a job and moved out of your house. You're saying, praise the Lord. And then you hear that they voted to impeach the president.
That's right.
So America's going to wake up and say, sorry, what? My brother-in-law's got a job now. My 401k is bigger than it's ever been. And you want to turn the apple cart upside down? We should be celebrating this insanity, not for the long-term effects on our culture, but for even the GOP. I said it when I was in the White House. I've said it since I left the White House. Donald Trump won, sadly, despite the GOP.
That's correct.
Not because of the GOP. Yeah. But I saw the mood I saw amongst Republicans. Whoa, they have got fire in their belly.
Right. You'll see it with our students. It's extraordinary. And so to put all this together, Dr. Gorka, what I love about talking to you, and I'm not going to say any names, but not every talk show host understands Alinsky. and Derrida and postmodernism and Rousseau and Marx and where these ideas came from?
Your knowledge is frighteningly effective. And whenever I talk, and you've been very kind to me, letting me talk to your students across the country, people always ask me, other kids, so they want advice, career advice. How do I, whatever, you know, when I become media? I say, I don't care if you want to be a neurosurgeon like Ben Carson or you want to be a national radio talk show host. I'll give you one piece of advice. It's very simple. Read books.
That's exactly right.
Because you know what you do because you've read. Mm-hmm. Get off the phone for 1 hour a day and pick up a bloody book and read it. And guess what? You will be so advanced and ahead of everybody else in your cohort because you know stuff. Yes. And read primary sources. There's a reason that I mentioned Rules for Radicals. Read it. Read. Mm-hmm. He's not a Trump supporter. Another incredible book. And I thank Steve Bannon for putting me onto this one. J.D. Vance's Hillbilly
Agent. Oh, yeah. No, it's very, very well done. Yeah.
If you want to know
why Trump got elected, that's right.
Read about this town in the Midwest that was built on hardworking American Christian families that was sold out by the political elite left and right. See what it did to the families when the welfare state came in, when the drugs came in. That's why you need to read, because then you understand.
J.D. Vance is brilliant. He's been on Tucker Carlson a couple of times, and he's done really well. Your local police department probably receives 100 calls a night from break-in alarms. The vast, vast majority of the time, they have no idea whether the alarm is real, is there really a crime going on or not. All the alarm company can tell them is, quote, the motion sensor went off. It's nonsense. Simply Safe home security is different, and I use Simply Safe for all the property I care about. If there's a break-in, Simply Safe uses real video evidence to give police an eyewitness account of the crime. They can tell them where the intruder is in the home, whether they are armed, and what they are doing. And that means police dispatch is up to 350% faster than a normal break-in alarm. With Simply Safe, you get comprehensive protection for your home. Outdoor cameras and doorbells alert you to anyone approaching your home. Entry, motion, and glass break sensors guard inside. Plus, Simply Safe protects your home from fires, water damage, carbon monoxide poisoning, and it's all monitored 24/7 by live security professionals. You can set it up yourself with no tools needed, or they can do it for you. And it's only 50 cents a day with no contracts. It's 50 cents a day. It's such a deal. So right now, visit simplysafe.com/Charlie. Are you worried that someone might break into your house? Maybe they're doing it right now. I hope not. Well, make sure you know by simplysafe.com/Charlie. You'll get free shipping and a 60-day risk-free trial. You've got nothing to lose. Well, actually, you have a lot to lose if you have a property and people you care about. Simplysafe.com/Charlie. That's simplysafe.com/Charlie. And I think that actually transitions to how I want to end this, Dr. Gorka, because I see the coming divide in the conservative movement to be actually what JD articulates. And there's going to be kind of two major camps, which is while we do have some majorities in the Senate and the presidency and whatever majorities have in the future, what is the proper role of government intervention?
Yes, right.
And you see that there's actually a broader and broader divide happening here.
Look at budgets. Look at the fiscal irresponsibility.
Right. And also some people are saying, no, let's do trust busting. Let's break up private companies. We should have more restricted trade. And I'm sympathetic to some of these. It's almost the populist versus very principled constitutional conservatism. And I come right in the middle of it. I intersect. Because for me, I read Hillbilly Elegy and I drive to the Midwest and I say, you know what? I would have been okay with a 5% tariff if it means that these factories still would have been around.
Right.
And that I'm a free market guy, free trade guy saying that. And I'll say, a tariff is a tax. Why wouldn't we have a 5% import tax and you could reduce middle class taxes by 5%? It would offset each other. It seems logical to me. And yet I feel as if conservatives' inability to address some of these issues coherently, we risk allowing the left to eventually become wise and just selling complete and total socialism in the middle America. So what do you think about that coming divide happening in the movement? I don't want to call it divide, but debate that's happening basically between the proper role in government with domestic intervention, with tech tyranny, with trade, with opioids, immigration, so on and so forth.
There's a blade that cuts through all of that, as you know, removes the Gordian knot. The metric is individual liberty. You go back to the founding. You look at tech. What's happening on tech? I was banned from YouTube, right? I mentioned Eric Chiomella's name, the whistleblower, all this kind of stuff. They did some spurious copyright claim. My Twitter has grown at 500 people a day for the last 2 years. Now it's losing every day. And you go, sorry, Hank, what? It's wow. 500 people a day. And just as I get close to a million, it goes backwards. These are things that you don't want to say, hey, Uncle Joe, fix it for us. Bring big government in. Mm-hmm. Unless these are things that can be demonstrated to affect individual liberty, freedom, free expression, and the civil rights that we are, as a God-given nation, given. That's the question. And is the American interest served is the metric. Mm-hmm. And bringing jobs back. When the Wall Street Journal writes an op-ed about the president's steel tariffs and said, steel industry, who cares? So we'll get 60,000 jobs back? Why do we need? And the Wall Street Journal is saying, why should we have steel workers?
Well,
because it's the bloody national security interests of the country.
Of course. But that's the coming debate, though.
Yes.
Dr. Gorka, is it okay if a Wall Street firm gets an 8% less return over the next 5 years, and that there are 60,000 jobs and families that are together in Pennsylvania?
Right.
And now I'm not as extreme as saying what some people on the new right are saying, which is all venture capital is bad, all private equity is bad. I'm not in that camp. You start to see that bubbling up, though, Dr. Gorka, right? No, I don't know
there
if you've seen some
of
that.
Say that?
Well, not all of it, but there's
and they call themselves it's conservatives?
There's narratives out there, and there's certain segments that have been out there criticizing private equity and criticizing.
Alinsky would be happy.
Well.
No, he would be.
Yeah, and look, but there is a question, though, about steel, about manufacturing and putting the nuclear family back
yes.
together in our country, which is so important. Well, everybody, please buy the War for America Soul for your Christmas gift.
And check out America First and my website, sebgorka.com. And always remember, resist this.
I love it. Well, Dr. Gorka, thank you so much for being on the
Charlie
Kirk Show.
America, thanks you.
And Dr. Gorka is an honorary member of Turning Point USA. And if you guys want to get involved with Turning Point USA, tpusa.com. Thanks so much, Dr. Gorka.
God bless.
You're an American hero.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks. What a great conversation that was with Dr. Gorka. And we got some other episodes coming up. We are going to be previewing an exclusive in-depth look on my upcoming book, MAGA Doctrine. You guys can pre-order your copy right now, MAGA Doctrine. Type it in to Amazon. Make sure you get your copy of MAGA Doctrine. And if you guys want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com. And later in the week, we have Ben Shapiro and many other big guests. So make sure you are subscribed. Take out that phone right now. Stop what you're doing. If you're driving, it's okay. You can pull over. Take out that phone. Pull out your podcast provider. And we are on Spotify now. Hooray. Type in Charlie Kirk Show. Press subscribe. Thanks so much for the support of the show, everybody. Stay tuned, and we will have that Iowa analysis very soon. Thanks so much, everybody. We have an exciting news. It's official. Our show is now on Spotify, and it's free. We want to make it super easy for you and your friends to listen to the podcast, and joining Spotify allows us to be even more places for you guys to find us. So go to Spotify right now if you guys enjoy it already. If you already listen to music on Spotify, now you can listen to the podcast in the same place. If you're not on Spotify yet, all you have to do is download the free app. That's right. No credit card necessary. Go to Spotify, type in the Charlie Kirk Show, press subscribe. Keep listening, everybody. Thanks so much.